This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The National Indian Education Association Conference, which has about 1,500 people in attendance, opened with discussions about voting, Congress, and legislation. University of Alaska Atwood Chair of Journalism Mark Trahant was a keynote speaker Thursday morning. He outlined the power of social media, giving examples of information about Native Americans that's gone viral and been seen by millions of people. Trahant says that power of communications needs to be put to use in getting voters to the polls to elect officials who will enact needed legislation.
Indian country could have a disproportionate impact. Our votes could count more than other votes. I know there's probably some math teachers in the room thinking a vote is a vote. How could the Native vote count more? Well, here's how. We know from polling that this election will be a low turnout affair. So a smaller pool of ballots favors the few, the organized, and perhaps the Native voters.
Trahant says if three-fourths of Alaska Natives voted, they could change the outcome of the upcoming November 4th general election, and that could change the outlook for legislation U.S. Senator John Tester is working on. The Montana Democrat is chairman of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. Still, Tester says it's hard to get anything through Congress now, but he's seeking input on a bill that would improve educational programs for Native American youth. Tester says, as it is now, tribes have to jump through too many hoops to win, then administer early childhood education grants.
Why not have a one-stop shop for these funds?
The theme of the conference is building education through the generations. Tester says his proposed bill would help do just that.
It creates new opportunities to help recruit, maintain talented teachers in the classroom, and to incentivize more students from across Indian country to enter the field of education and then return home to their communities to teach the next generation.
Tester is a former school teacher himself. He thanked participants several times, noting the significance of their work.
Nothing is more important than providing Native youth with a solid education. It is critical for the child. It is important for the tribe, and it is important for this country.
U.S. Senator Mark Begich of Alaska, a Democrat, serves with Tester on four committees. Begich told the audience research shows learning a second language increases a child's learning capability, so they've worked to keep legislation moving forward, such as Senate Bill 1948, the Native Language Immersion Student Achievement Act, and Senate Bill 2299, a bill to reauthorize the Esther Martinez Native American Languages Preservation Act. Begich says the rigid standards and requirements of the No Child Left Behind law are a poor fit for Alaska. As an example of an approach that is working, he described meeting a high school student in Kiana, a village of about 350 people outside of Kotzebue. Begich says the student was using computer-aided designed software to create a three-dimensional model.
He was developing a Native basket in 3D. Making it right there. And earlier in the day, he was with elders making the same basket by hand. What he was learning was this unique transformation of two unique moments in life where the tradition and the modern world collided, but in a way that doesn't lose it, doesn't abandon one for the other.
The conference agenda includes dozens of workshops, some on how to teach certain subjects, others on topics such as depression and student achievement, how to reduce student loans, and how to engage families and communities in education. The National Indian Education Association Conference continues at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage through Saturday. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska is planning to build a laboratory to test shellfish for naturally occurring toxins that could pose a health threat to subsistence harvesters. The lab is being funded by a $527,000 grant from the Administration for Native Americans, which is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.